Let me ask you this. At the time when she, I guess she announced or he introduced her in Ohio.
Yeah.
And then she made that speech at the Republican convention.
Right.
Now, after that speech, people really sat up and thought, oh, well, they've really done themselves a huge favor here in selecting the governor from Alaska. Why didn't that last? Why didn't that work?
I think that our politics, and I think, look, President Obama is an example of this. You have to check all the boxes, right? She was able to excite us, but she wasn't able to prove that she had the experience for the job. And she gave a speech this weekend in Iowa where, again, on full display were all the gaps in her knowledge. And mm-hmm. that's what became obvious, not just to the public, but to us. And that was sort of
now,
chilling.
I think the first one was when she was interviewed by Katie Couric,
mm-hmm.
and it was a question seemingly not insurmountable. Mm-hmm. What newspapers do you read?
Yeah, yeah. She blamed me for that one. You know.
Now was that on, should you have prepped her on something like that?
Probably.
Yeah. So you would have said, now they may ask you what newspapers you read, so have two or three in mind. That's what you would have done?
I should have. Yeah. I mean, she was right to blame us. I mean, you know, she was not handled in a way that showcased her strengths after that convention speech. So I think she had every right to blame her handlers. It's just, as someone who had worked in politics for over a decade, I'd never encountered somebody like her.
Right. I see.
I did my best.